This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Create the content right there on the front page of the website. We're actually going to go back to Will from Muslims for Liberty. He was on the phone with us earlier, and the phone line just went so bad I couldn't put it on the air for much longer. So I asked him to call on Skype. And, of course, if you've got Skype and a semi-decent internet connection with an okay microphone, you're going to sound better than you do on your cell phone or your home phone. Will, you're sounding good, and you're back with us. From Tennessee. And you were telling us about American Muslims in your experience as a Muslim who seem to be siding in large numbers with the Obama administration despite all of the aggression in the Middle East and around the world by the U.S. military.
Yeah, absolutely. In 2012, it was a huge landslide, according to the major Muslim organizations, as far as like the numbers, the 85%. That's a huge amount of a minority community to vote for a single candidate. And I mean, and this is after all of these things, like there had already been plenty of these entrapments, plenty of bombings. There'd been two bombardments of Gaza. There'd been, heightening of offensive actions in Afghanistan. So, I mean, all of these things were already known. Everybody already knew that this is what you should expect from Obama if he's in office. And they still voted for him. And now,
so wait, just to clarify, you're saying 85% of American Muslims voted for Obama the second time around?
Yeah.
And the first time? What was it the first time? Do you know offhand?
No, I don't know offhand. I don't think there was really a major effort by the Muslim organizations to try to do any polling after the first election. Mm-hmm. After the second election, the big national Muslim groups like CARE and MPAC and stuff, they all did polling to find out, and their numbers came out with 85% of the, you know, American Muslim community that can vote voted, because you have a lot of immigrants here too that, you know, don't have the right to vote yet. They voted, you know, in astronomical numbers for the Obama administration, even with the knowledge of all these things. And now you have just last week, the whistleblower thing dropping that five prominent Muslims in the U.S. were listed as a part of this whole NSA dragnet that was put out. So you've got the leader of a big national Muslim organization. You've got a Muslim Republican politician who works for like political campaigns for the Republican Party.
Now, what is this NSA dragnet you're talking about? I might have missed that news.
Well, the leaks, the Snowden leaks over the PRISM fiasco.
Okay.
When Greenwald did his new release, he released five names that were on the list of Americans who were being targeted.
Ah.
All five of those names were well-known, influential, wealthy Muslims.
So the evidence is that the NSA has been targeting well-known Muslims.
Since 2009.
Yeah, and that there's
after
been...
After Obama got elected. They started doing it after Obama got elected. 2009 is when it began. So, and but now these groups are still going to the iftar, the White House iftar last night, like MPAC and all these, you know, big name Muslim groups that got invited. Now the one, now the group that was targeted, one of the groups that was targeted didn't actually get invited to go, so they didn't go. But all the other groups, they decided, hey, let's go and have dinner. And with the Israeli ambassador, Obama spent this iftar time addressing, instead of the Muslim community, and saying, you know, hey, kind of sorry about that whole spying thing that y'all found out about. And, you know, entrapping teenage kids, it's not really cool, my bad.
Yeah, he'll never apologize for that stuff.
He invited the Israeli ambassador to the iftar and then spent the entire dinner talking to him. and ignoring.
What is the iftar? I'm not really familiar with that. What is that?
Muslims fast during Ramadan. It's Ramadan right now. And Muslims fast from sunup to sundown. And at sundown, everybody gets together and has a big meal to break their fast. That's called iftar. So every year since 1996, there's been an iftar at the White House. The first one was actually under Thomas Jefferson. He invited one of the emissaries from Morocco, and they had an iftar dinner like 200 years ago.
So is there an iftar every night of Ramadan?
Yes, every night. Yeah. Gotcha. Now, local mosques usually will have them. So if you're hungry for some Middle Eastern or some Indian food, show up right around sundown and just say, hey, I thought I'd come and celebrate with y'all. And they'll literally like roll out the red carpet for you and like, oh, please come in. Get up, move. Let the man sit down here. Let me make a plate for you and bring it to you. You know, like they go, Muslims are like on their best behavior during Ramadan. It's actually pretty nice.
Ian, I have a blurb here from antiwar.com that is related to Will's comments.
Okay.
By Dan Sanchez, just a paragraph or two. Numerous headlines in mainstream American coverage of Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip feature language about Israelis and Palestinians, quote, exchanging rocket fire, which conveys to the American public the sense that it is a matter of a battle between two neighboring powers instead of the bombardment of an occupied territory. As if there was any kind of equivalence between the 400 tons of explosives that have rained down from Israeli jet planes and the primitive unguided rockets being lobbed from Gaza. The former has, in just a few days, already killed over 100 Palestinians, mostly civilians, and including at least 13 children. The latter has resulted in zero Israeli deaths and only 7 injuries. It's rather like a scrum of cops assaulting a prostrate man with batons and tasers, and the media calling that a fight instead of a beating, because the man, as he flailed about under the blows raining down on him, kicked the leg of one of the cops. Will, any thoughts?
Wow, yeah. Well, actually, one of my thoughts is that the injured Israelis are actually Palestinian Bedouin refugees that live within the wall.
That's ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, they're not actually Jewish or Israeli. They're Arab Bedouins that have a section that they're kind of quarantined into by the Israeli government on the other side of the wall. So the injuries weren't even actually Israelis. They were Arab Bedouins.
It would be pretty easy for the Mossad to sneak into the Gaza Strip and fire off some primitive ordnance in some kind of false flag thing, I imagine.
Well, I mean,
you never know if something like that was happening.
The Qassam rockets that you hear about raining down, and, you know, first of all, I'm the first one to condemn the use of violence against civilian populations.
Important.
Because you have to quantify that in the modern day. The Qassam rockets that are being fired over the wall by Hamas is basically like shooting a trash can over the wall with an M80. I mean, honestly, that's the equivalent of it. They leave rubble. They don't knock down buildings. They don't have any kind of an incendiary charge. They don't explode. They're literally hot, hollow metal. They're fancy bottle rockets that are made out of metal. That's it.
Will, anything else you want to share with the audience tonight? I appreciate the perspective.
Yes. Be sure to take the opportunity to check us out at MuslimsForLiberty.org. We'll be speaking at the Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest again. Had a great time hanging out with you guys at Pork Fest this year.
Yeah, it was nice to see you. Thanks for the food as you kicked off Ramadan, and thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that was Will from Muslims for Liberty. I believe that's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. Great organization. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Tom's in Hudson, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
I must say, I feel sorry for any Muslims that live north of the Arctic Circle because they can't eat anything until sundown. But anyway, the Ron Paul Revolution was very active in trying to promote Ron Paul's ideas of liberty, and they were defeated partly by ballots, but partly by trickery and rigging of the nomination process.
And I don't know where you're going with this, but hang on, Tom. We'll talk about it with you in a moment. Plus, Johnny Ray, related, you've got voting to talk about here, an article.
Oh, yeah.
on voting versus not voting. Your comments certainly welcome on whatever's on your mind here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And there's also some spying news if we get to it. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up anything that you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can get free coffee through our website. You just go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee. And BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they also do something that's unique to BuzzBox, and that is that they have set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op. Plus, for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com, that can help us and BuzzBox finance a microloan through World Vision. And we'd like to finance as many of those as possible, so please go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can actually get great coffee, a pound of it for free, just pay the shipping cost. And then you get on an auto-ship program. You can cancel your subscription at any time. You can customize your subscription to deliver the coffee that you want as often as you want it delivered. And also help people in poverty make a better life for themselves. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Tom in New Hampshire, you were talking briefly about the Ron Paul campaigns, and you'd barely had a chance to get your thoughts out. So go ahead, Tom.
Actually, Hillary Rodham Clinton once told Ron Paul during a committee meeting, the hearing, that Ron Paul has the most enthusiastic supporters of anybody she ever saw. And they did not take kindly to all the parliamentary maneuvering and cheating done by the Republican Party big shots to deprive Ron Paul of the nomination or even of the opportunity to have his name placed in nomination at the Republican convention. I just wanted to call attention to the attention of these Ron Paul revolutionaries that might be listening to your program that the mainstream establishment Republicans are going to be holding a big fundraiser at the Fisher Cats baseball game in Manchester on July 31st, and all the big Republican mainstream big shots like U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte and former U.S. Senator Sununu and the Chris Christie, the chairman of the Republican Governors Association, are going to be there, and they sent me a solicitation that, like, I'm supposed to pay big money for the fundraiser. I kind of don't think so, but anybody who wants to do any kind of protesting, they would probably find a good fun time protesting outside the baseball park in Manchester, New Hampshire on the evening of July 31st, or even buy tickets and go on in.
Tom, do you have a history of giving money to the Republican Party?
No, I do not, but one time George W. Bush is the Republican Party, National Party, sent me a fundraising junk mail, and there was a presidential photo on it that said, Tom, thank you for your support of the Republican Party. Grassroots leaders like you are the key to building a safer, stronger, more secure country for ourselves and all Americans. And I scanned that and put it on my campaign website because the president was praising me as being a grassroots leader. I had a good fun time. It was campaign junk mail. You know, the usual BS in the campaign junk mail? Well, hey, there's the president's fake signature printed on it and everything. There's the president of the United States praising me for
a special moment for you, Tom. Leader. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know about protesting politicians. I don't really think that does anything at all. But I do enjoy trolling them, and I do enjoy ambushing them as well. Those, I think, are fun things to do when politicians come to town. You go to, here in New Hampshire, most of the venues are fairly small where these politicians will come to. Of course, you know, every 4 years, almost all of the mainstream politicians come to New Hampshire, it being the first state that votes in a primary. So they come here and they, you know, pound the flesh with people and shake babies. I mean, kiss babies. And so it's a great opportunity to confront them with video cameras and ask them pointed questions, which, of course, they do their best to ignore. But we had a real blast with that in 2012 up here in New Hampshire. And I think it's going to be even better coming in 2016 or 2015 when the primary stuff really begins in earnest. And we can have a lot of fun with that stuff, I think.
I think protesting probably does a little something. I'm such a slacker. I just talk about this stuff. But if Mitt Romney rolls in, or say Barack Obama rolls in, and 1 year there's 20 protesters, and the next year there's 250, he might take something away from that.
Maybe
if he can see them where they are in the free speech zone.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I know that when Joe Biden came to town a couple years ago, I did go out with my Feds out of NH sign, or US, I didn't know, Feds out of NH. And I know Dave Ridley was out there with some sort of sign as well, reporting, but there really wasn't a whole lot out there. But his limo drove right by me, so it wasn't like I couldn't be seen. We didn't have the issue with the free speech zones here. That wasn't a problem. In fact, I was actually surprised how close I was actually allowed to get. I'm pretty sure the dog that they had, the bomb sniffing dog, did not sniff in my direction. Of course, I didn't have any bombs, so maybe if I had been a violent individual, which I'm not, perhaps my luck would not have been as good. But I don't think the dog got anywhere near me. And there was an agent who came to talk to me prior to the arrival of Joe Biden, but he didn't pat me down or anything like that.
I mean, what did he ask you?
Yeah, he was just asking me what I was doing, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And making chit chat. And I just kind of thought to myself as the limo went by, gosh, if I did have a mind to hurt somebody, it wouldn't be that hard, was kind of what I thought. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can talk about your experience with protesting politicians. I mean, as far as the scale of protests are concerned, I think that's one of the least important things you could do, because the politician's not going to change their mind. They're not going to see you standing there with whatever message it is that you have and think, oh, that's poignant. I never thought of it that way before.
Uh-huh.
And then, change their perspective. I just don't think that that's very likely. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. We got voting to talk about since we're talking about politicians. As good a time as any, Johnny Ray, to jump into this.
Sure. It's by Dan Sanchez. This is the same guy who had those comments at antiwar.com that I shared. I got this from lewrockwell.com. Dan Sanchez has his own website, dansanchez.me.
All right.
What reform is? The state, as an essentially parasitic enemy of voluntary society, institutionally incentivizes parasitic behavior in its members. When it limits its parasitism, the motivations underlying that restraint are almost entirely pragmatic raisons d'etat and not a principled recognition of individual rights. The state will generally predate as much as public opinion will let it get away with. When it restricts its predations, it generally does so to avoid running into mass resistance and to preserve its public perception of legitimacy.
Absolutely true.
Talk of liberty and principle by those within the state who seek to shrink the state are also generally mere attempts to shore up state legitimacy and not expressions of true solidarity with victims of the state.
I tend to agree. The cynical viewpoint is one with which I can agree, but I don't think it really applies here in New Hampshire entirely. We can talk about that here in a moment. I don't know where, was it Dan?
Dan Sanchez, yeah.
I don't know where Dan lives, but I suspect it's not in New Hampshire. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you'd like, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We have an article that Johnny Ray is sharing with us from one of the directors or the heads of the Mises Institute, Dan, what was his last name, Sanchez?
Yes.
We'll continue Dan's opinions about reforming the system from the inside here in moments. You also need to check out Modafinil. If you've been needing focus and are feeling fatigued, you're trying to get that extra edge when it counts, Modafinil from modup.net. Look into it. Studies show that 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about Modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work, giving them the critical edge that they need. Now, over at Modafinil or at modup.net, you can get Modafinil. It's affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits, at 80 to 85% lower price than the brand name drug. But don't mistake low prices for an inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency is consistent to that of the branded version. So remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. And don't forget that modup.net supports the Bitcoin community. You can order your Modafinil from modup.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. Plus, if you use code FTL, you'll get an extra 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget code FTL at modup.net for world-class service at a great price. Modup, M-O-D-U-P.net with code FTL. As we continue here, the story that you've just kind of scratched the surface on, Johnny Ray, is talking about some of the frustrations of politicians. You know, so even the ones that claim to be for freedom, not so much in a lot of cases.
Right.
generally mere attempts to shore up state legitimacy. There is no need for principled libertarians to join the ranks of the state or to try to direct it through voting in order to cause the state to reverse march. So long as there is ideological change shifting, the frontier of potential resistance and the requirements for public legitimacy toward more libertarian demands, prudentially parasitic individuals within the state, many of them posing as libertarians, unfortunately, will assuredly come forth to call for limiting the state in order to preserve it. There's no need for actual libertarians to fill that role. Liberalizing reform is not a matter of public advocates within the state standing up for liberty. Rather, liberalizing reform is a state ploy for self-preservation. It is a parasite pragmatically withdrawing an appendage to avoid counterproductively provoking its host.
I get what he's saying there. He's saying that any efforts at reforming the state, making it more humane, are just essentially extending the life of the state. That's what he's getting at.
He's not. I think he's saying that that libertarians who want to do that are wasting their time. And it's going to happen whether they do that or not. And the real change is people filming themselves going through an immigration checkpoint, the border.
Has he said that? Now, that's what you're saying, Johnny Ray.
Yes.
And that's fine. We can talk about your perspective on this. And I think that certainly holding government agents accountable for their actions is important. But on the other hand, if you look at the recent court decisions, and there's actually breaking news in New Hampshire that I haven't mentioned yet tonight because I was actually waiting to get an article up over at freekeen.com, which I've yet to have time to do. But there's been yet another case where a liberty activist in New Hampshire has been awarded a significant payout, over $30,000. The last one was $57,000 for Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project. The latest is Bill Alleman, a.k.a. Biker Bill. He has been awarded over $30,000 in another case out of Ware, New Hampshire, in which police arrested him for recording video of their activities.
So because Carla Garrick and somebody else got $90,000, the state's a good thing?
No, I'm not saying the state's a good thing. I'm just telling you that recording the police is a fine idea, but eventually there's a chance police are going to put you in a jail cell because of that. And there's nothing wrong with working within the system to try to get some sort of justice out of that. I mean, that's $50,000 and $30,000, that's $80,000 plus, almost $90,000 that can be spent to further the ideas of liberty now.
Yeah, that's a big difference from voting, though. When the state takes the fight to you, you can fight back in whatever manner you want, I guess. But I don't think that means I should take a Friday afternoon when I could be doing something productive and going and standing in line and voting.
But, well, first of all, voting is usually Tuesdays, not Fridays. But
where'd you learn that?
I vote.
Dr. State.
But my point is not that. My point is to say that the attitude I'm hearing from this guy, and we're only a little bit through his piece here.
We're a little over halfway through.
Okay, it's fairly short. But the attitude I'm hearing is, anything you do will essentially puff up the state. That any attempts to reform, any attempts to solve issues within the state.
No, he's not saying that.
He's not?
No, he's not. He's saying that he's...
He says it'll help preserve their legitimacy. He says that all the people who go in and run for political office with a message of we need to reform and change things and lessen the government essentially helps sustain the state.
He's saying when that happens, it happens for the reason, for the purpose of preserving the state.
He's saying that's their intention?
Yes.
I don't know if I believe that's true in all of their cases. Like, for instance, we actually have Free State Project participants here who've been elected as state representatives. Of course, for those of you who are new to the show, the Free State Project is the idea of moving liberty-oriented people. Johnny Ray, you are one, I am another, to New Hampshire. Not all of them are politically active, however, but some are. And, you know, somebody like a Mark Warden, who is a sponsor on this radio show, he is a two-time state representative. He's actually thrown in the towel this year, so he's calling it quits on his political career at this point. But for two years in a row, he was the number one most liberty-oriented state rep out there. I mean, I don't know Mark Warden as an intimate friend, but I think I know him well enough to to know that his goal is not to keep the state around. I mean, when he got elected and when he ran for political office, his goal was not to bring legitimacy to the state. I don't think that that's true of, at least in New Hampshire, a lot of the characters who run for political office with a liberty-oriented mindset. But I can understand the cynicism that would bring about a viewpoint like that.
Mark Warden is a principled libertarian.
Yes.
And that's all I got to say about that. But
and maybe in a lot of places there aren't principled libertarians running for office. I know that to be the case. I mean, I remember living in Florida where I spent 26 years of my life and did many years worth of volunteering and activism for the Libertarian Party there. And I was frequently frustrated about how unlibertarian some of the libertarian so-called candidates were. So I can understand where he's coming from. Maybe that's what he experiences in Auburn, Alabama at the Mises Institute.
The only thing Mark Warden needs to do to advance the cause of liberty is walk into a room, any room, and smile at the people inside, because he's got a great smile.
He's handsome.
And he can do anything based on that alone. He, one of the things he chooses to do is run for office and so forth, and, you know, beautiful people do have an advantage there, but I think he could, it's perfectly reasonable to believe that he could be doing something else that that could be more effective.
Well, certainly that's a possibility, and I don't know what that would be. Everybody has their own set of skills and interests, and who knows? Maybe you're right. Maybe what he does next will blow us all out of the water. All I know is that, you know, he got kind of tired of the state house thing. It takes a lot of time, and he runs his own business. So, you know, he's doing Mark Warden's Porcupine real estate thing, and that's taken up a lot of time. It's becoming more and more popular. He's getting more business. So I'd imagine that's what he's going to be focusing on next, is running his business.
Shall I continue?
Yeah, please. I want to hear more of this guy.
Liberalizing reform is not a matter of public advocates within the state standing up for liberty. Rather, liberalizing reform is a state ploy for self-preservation. It is a parasite pragmatically withdrawing an appendage to avoid counterproductively provoking its host. Libertarians need only induce such reform by making the host more irritable. Through ideological change and the resulting advance of the red line of potential resistance.
I want you to read that line to me when we come back. We'll start there and continue the discussion, because I want to hear ideas from this guy. I don't want to just hear S-talk against people doing politics. 855-450-FREE. What's the solution to change? It's Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. We're talking about reforming the system from the inside or outside. What are the different approaches? Or at least what is the critique of one guy who's an article, an author over at lewrockwell.com. He's involved with the Mises Institute. Dan, what was his last name again?
Sanchez.
I keep thinking Dan Savage because Dan Savage is an author of a sex column in The Onion. But no, this is not Dan Savage. Dan Sanchez. We'll continue with Dan's piece here, and your thoughts are certainly welcome on what's the best way from here to where most of us who love freedom want to be, which is a society in which humans interact on a consensual basis, that you know, we get rid of this monopoly on violence known as the state, this old, decrepit old idea of the state. It's time that we move on past it. So I'm all in favor of whatever works. If what you're proposing is a good idea and it won't hurt anybody, then I say go for it. If you think it's going to make an impact, great. If it doesn't end up making an impact and you change how you approach, that's cool too. So this guy's obviously pretty frustrated with the political system. He's saying that anybody on the inside of politics who's talking about more freedom is actually just lying. They are essentially a tentacle of the state. That it's a ploy. It's all just a ploy. It's a plot to make you believe.
A strategy to retrench and hold on to what they've got,
right,
rather than a principled position that
I think
would suggest a change.
I think it's a paranoid viewpoint that I understand may be based on reality in Alabama, but I don't see that as being the case here in New Hampshire, where the state representatives get paid $100 per year. That doesn't attract the same kind of political animal that a lot of other state representative seats will, like, you know, where they're paying $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot more power in New Hampshire. There's 400 state reps, so each state rep is not as powerful as, say, in a state where there may be 100 of them, for instance. So let's continue, though. There was one sentence I wanted you to repeat in the article so I could really kind of get a grasp on what he was saying.
Now I'm going to give you a fragment of the one before.
Okay,
also,
go ahead.
Liberalizing reform is a state ploy for self-preservation. Libertarians need only induce such reform by making the host more irritable through ideological change and the resulting advance of the red line of potential resistance.
prudent statists will then almost surely arise to counter the imprudent statists and counsel partial retreat. If they do not, the state will lose legitimacy and collapse all the sooner. This concept.
Is he advocating for civil disobedience there?
Yes. He's arguing for ideological change. He's arguing for education. But that doesn't cut it.
I mean, you can educate people.
No, the photography is not a crime. He's performing education.
Yeah.
And that doesn't cut it. That cuts it.
No, the education is certainly a first step, but it's not going to be what results in freedom. I mean, you can have educated people as long as they're cowering like, you know, wimps. Then they'll never be free. You've got to put something on the line. You've got to stand up for what you believe in.
There's not a line separating people separating people who vote and those who are cowering like wimps. I didn't suggest that.
Okay. I wasn't suggesting that at all. I wasn't even talking about voting.
Oh, I see.
I'm saying that education doesn't solve the problem. You can have a bunch of educated people paying taxes and obeying the state, all the while grumbling to one another about how awful it is.
Right.
That's what we have today. All kinds of libertarians are educated. They've been reading books forever.
Well, I think you can also be educated and be cowering and still going out to the voting box.
Absolutely.
Because voting doesn't really cost you anything, and you're gonna get what you put into it.
Well, voting is, I agree that it's not a costly activity at all. It only costs you a few minutes to go and cast a ballot. At least here in New Hampshire, it's not a big deal. Anytime I've ever gone, it hasn't taken very long to go and do. So it doesn't cost a whole lot, and it's no big deal if you don't do it, because your vote doesn't really matter ultimately. In most votes, most elections, your vote won't really matter. But here in New Hampshire, there have been some times where small numbers of votes, even one vote, has made the difference between somebody getting elected who's pro-liberty, or between an extra tax passing onto a ballot or something like that. So I've come up with
a Robinson Crusoe scenario that totally destroys you and Mark's one vote argument.
I want to hear about this in a moment. I want to get to the Robinson Crusoe. But I wasn't attacking people for voting or not voting. I tend to agree with you that it's relatively insignificant whether or not someone votes. Certainly, education's important. Let's keep doing that. I mean, it's what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. We're bringing the ideas of liberty to average people all across the globe, and that's helping educate folks. But once you're educated, you have to take a step. You have to do something besides read a book. Books are great, no doubt. YouTube videos, that's cool. Listening to audio, podcasts, radio shows, great. Please continue to feed on the ideas of liberty, no doubt about it. Become better communicators of the ideas of liberty. Become not just receivers of those ideas, but communicators. Put the idea out there in whatever way you think is best. Maybe you could blog. If you don't, you know, want to do your own radio show, you want to start your own blog, or go out there, hold a video camera, post those videos online on a YouTube channel, hold the government agents accountable. Do civil disobedience. Get out there. Stop paying federal income tax. These are all things that people can do to make a better life for themselves, number one, by keeping more money that they earn and spending it in the way they think is best, or saving it or giving it away. And then, making a difference in the state as well by depriving them of some revenue, by depriving them of your obedience. But the average person isn't willing to take a risk for freedom. They're not willing to risk much of anything, because it's scary to risk things. And I think that until you have people willing to take risk of some level of significance, then I don't think we're really going to get much of anywhere. Because the people in the state will expect your obedience, and as long as they get it, they don't care what you think about them. They don't care what you say about them. They don't care about the meetings you're having when you talk about how bad things are. Ultimately, as long as you do what they say, as long as you pay the amounts they demand, they're sitting pretty.
I think that's true for a lot of them. I think a lot of them as well, police and other state functionaries, do care about the prevailing political opinion. Mm-hmm. And if they realized that most of their community looked on them as a villain, which their incentives kind of turned them into,
they would change.
They would get a real job, and they would start contributing. If everybody reviled them, they would change. Now, there are some, and these people make up the backbone of the police, who are just sadistic, and they join because being a police officer is a job that allows you to control other people.
Yeah.
And that's very tempting for a certain kind of individual, and those people aren't going to change. They'll be bandits when the revolution. They're not going to have any skills. They're going to be really jealous of their former lives, and they're going to be road pirates without an official costume. But I digress.
All right, more.
Prudent status will then. There is no need for actual libertarians to take on the role of the prudent statists in countering imprudent statists from within the state. Libertarians actually taking a hand in state reform is unnecessary, not to mention counterproductively corrupting to libertarians and tarnishing to the libertarian brand.
Period. I totally disagree. Totally disagree. I'm in this movement because of a libertarian presidential campaign. The Harry Brown campaign in the year 2000 is what brought me into this movement. Now, you could argue that something else down the line might have brought me in as well, and I don't know if it would have been a political campaign or something else, although I don't know what it would be, because almost everywhere libertarians do nothing but politics.
Mm-hmm.
Either they sit around and complain, or they run a political candidate, or they do both. They'll sit around and complain during the off years, and then on the on years, they'll run a political candidate, get 2 to 3%, and then sit around and complain for another 3 years before they run another candidate.
Uh-huh.
So they're out of ideas. They don't seem to have any ideas. Maybe do some outreach, spread the ideas of freedom to people. But once they get the idea, then what do? If they haven't found out about the Free State Project, you know, it's like treading water out there. You're just trying not to drown in the sea of statism.
Yeah, I believe if you take part, if you vote, then you really have no right to complain because you're signing up for whatever outcome you get. You're
That's
signing
not true
up for
at
that
all,
process.
Johnny Ray. There's no consent involved in voting. But what was the thing you said you wanted to throw out there?
My Robinson Crusoe scenario.
Yeah, what is that?
So now I really wish Mark was here because he's part of the scenario. But be that as it may, I also would have liked him to be around when I was saying Fukuoka. Because,
I can play Mark. I can just get loud and start shouting at you when you give me the scenario. Coming up in hour number three.
So
that's what we'll do.
Yes, it begins with the three of us on a spice clipper.
All right, this sounds exciting already. 855, 450, free. How long have we been on the clipper for?
Just 2 weeks.
Okay. We're going to come back with more here in moments. The Robinson Crusoe scenario, whatever it will be, and your calls and thoughts. Welcome at 855, 450, free. Hour 3 is next here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.